I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, August 8th. Among my favorite aspects of astronomy are the intricate, fascinating cycles and rhythms that describe the motions of all of the bodies in our solar system. Of those, one of the longest studied is that of the moon. We mentioned a back-of-the-envelope calculation that gives us a full moon near the same date every 3 years. For millennia, humans have used the moon as a calendar device, but advances in society began to incorporate the sun's cycle as well. These two do not mesh nicely and neatly, and yet there are intersections which turn out to have very pronounced results. Combining the moon's time, shape, and tilt of its orbit, a much longer cycle of 18.6 years emerges, at which point lunar and solar eclipses begin to repeat, though 8 hours different and thus in a different location. Triple the cycle, and the cycle of eclipses repeats themselves every 54 years and 33 days. Given enough time, the multitude of time-based gears mesh into the motions of the heavens above. By the way, these cycles were calculated by Chaldean astronomers over 2,500 years ago. Calendars and timekeeping were, and still are, extremely important. This weekend, a super moon, which is really just super hype. Next week, it's hyperspace on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.